did in yesterday's episode was complain, sound exasperated, frustrated, and everything else. Ron Hextall this, no identity that. Where's Cody, CeCe? And I'm going to try to chipper it up a little bit today. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports. This is Daily Shot of Penguins. Comes your way bright and early every weekday morning if you're into football and or baseball. I also offer up daily shots of Steelers and Pirates right where you found this. You know what's cool? Mike Sullivan is going to be the coach of the United States Olympic team in Beijing. That is exceedingly cool. Take it from someone who's covered five Olympics. There is no experience like being at the games. When you're there, the feeling is, whether it's real or not, it's a feeling that you are part of the biggest thing on earth. Because you see all around you people from all over the world. And I'm talking even about the Olympics that are held on your home continent. I've done an Olympics in Vancouver. I've also done Rio, London, Sochi, Athens. But they all feel that way. And for Sullivan to be chosen to represent his country, I'm here to tell you that that's not just a vindication of who he is and what he's achieved in Pittsburgh, but also of, I'm going to save that one. First, hear a little bit from Sully himself and how much this means to him.
It's hard to articulate in words what this means to me to have the opportunity to be the head coach for our Olympic team in Beijing. I've had the privilege of participating in national events, both as a player and as a coach over the years. And it's always been such a great experience to put the USA sweater on and represent your nation. It's a distinct honor. And as I said, it's really difficult to articulate in words what it means. And I couldn't be more excited about this opportunity.
Awesome, isn't it? Like, you can pick it up in his voice. I mean, he always sounds super serious anyway. Good hockey player. But there's something a little bit extra there. And I'm reminded of when Sullivan's predecessor here in Pittsburgh, Dan Bylsma, got that job when Ray Shiro was the GM, how much legit pride, how overwhelmed they were with the honor of being chosen for that spot. One of the things that you can do is go through the history of that position and then go through NHL history and find how many truly great NHL coaches were never selected to coach their national teams at the highest international level. That's great. That's all great. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by Fubo TV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. Fubo TV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. No catch, no contracts, cancel anytime. Best of all, right now, Fubo TV is offering our listeners of this show a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. Just visit FuboTV.com/DK. One more time, it's FuboTV.com/DK. You know what else this decision vindicates? And this is what I was going to say before. It vindicates his system. You know all the complaining that we do whenever the Penguins lose in a playoff round about the system, or how Barry Trotz solved the system. Barry Trotz outsmarted him again. Barry Trotz found an answer for pinching defensemen. That's my favorite one. No such thing happens, okay? I've covered the Penguins when they've had coaches who have been outsmarted or had their systems solved. That's not what happens with Sullivan. That is not to suggest he's perfect strategically, schematically, or in his assignment of players. I am openly, sometimes bitingly, critical of the calls that he makes on and off the ice. As much respect as I have for him, I'll still bring it in those situations. But the system comes with the package. Think about this. You're USA Hockey, and you're surveying coaches. You're not just looking for someone who's won in the playoffs. You're not just looking for someone who comes with a certain aura, which Sullivan kind of does. You're looking for a system that can win at the international level. You're looking for a system that can win at the highest level. And Sullivan's system has shown to be conducive not only to winning big games, but also to winning with big stars on your side. And that's a big, big part of putting together what's essentially an all-star team. That's what U.S., Canada, Russia, all of them are. They just put together teams that are just like, they just look like NHL all-star rosters. But you have to mold them into a hockey team, and you have to get them to the point that once you get to the later round robins and you start getting to the medal games, more likely the round robins still, you've got to be playing cohesive hockey. Like, you're allowed one mulligan over there. You can have your one stinker and say, oh, man, we still really got to get it together, fellas. This ain't it. You could have your game where you lose 5-2 to Slovakia or Switzerland or whatever it is, but you got to be able to bounce back from it in a raging hurry or you are sent flying home just like that. So his system, even though I'm sure he'll have to make some kind of adjustments or counterweights to the size of the rink, to the type of roster that he has, to the type of rosters that he's facing, and understand those elements. But what you hired is what you're going to get. That's why I believe that not only Jake Guentzel, who's a no-brainer for the U.S. roster, but also Brian Rust are going to make the team. Not as any kind of concession or favor to Rust, but just because he's going to know and fit that system. And he'll be able to bounce up and down first to fourth line if needed, injuries, stuff like that. There's all kinds of reasons Rush should be on a team, and I don't mean to make it sound like that should be an asterisk. But Sullivan's system is predicated on speed and a heavy forecheck, and you're going to see that shape some of the roster decisions that get made. Guys who are talented, who might have more goals but are slower, are likely to get left off. USA Hockey picked the coach and his system every bit as much as they picked the person. And that's to his credit, and that's underscoring how fortunate the Pittsburgh Penguins are to have this guy in their employ. When we come back, just one question. It's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you on this program always by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they are recommitted to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania. When I say recommitted, I'm referring to their recent rebranding, which you can read all about on their website, pittsburghfoodbank.org. Go there, check out the terrific video that they have explaining this. If you've ever given to the food bank, this will make you feel that much better about where your dollars have gone. Today's Just One Question comes from John, who says, do you think fans would still be panicking about the Penguins goalie situation if Casey DeSmith wasn't injured for the playoffs? You know what? That's a really good question. I mean, it's hypothetical, so there isn't a really good answer for it, because there can't be one that's definitive. But you can catch me here, John, in saying, as I often do, that the Penguins would have gotten past the Islanders and likely through the following round if they'd had even just NHL average goaltending, just capable goaltending. And I don't think anyone would dispute that DeSmith is very much in that class. We saw at times last season where he was really, really good. Never mind just being capable or NHL average. So let's carry this out here. So DeSmith comes in, when would that be? Like after game four? Is that when you do it? Because think about it. Even though Jari didn't look good for really the whole series, the Penguins had the big, big win in game three up on Long Island, and you wouldn't have made any changes after that, and you probably wouldn't have pulled Jari after the first couple of games since he'd been your number one all season. Do you follow me? So realistically, you'd be looking at a goaltending change after game four, right? Yeah, game four. And then what? You know, DeSmith comes in at the absolute peak of the series, coming off an injury, or I guess in this case, in your hypothetical, he wouldn't have the injury. But then you have to ride him. Then you have to ride him. Because he's going to get you that series. I believe that. I believe that. I'll stand by that. The Penguins, I thought, played really, really well in every game in that series, except for game four. That was their one egg. So he gets you through that. Now he's your goalie going into the next round. And if there's one thing that you know about DeSmith and his history is that his coach turns into a pumpkin at some point, you know, right around midnight. And at some point, you were going to also have to turn back to Jari and, God, what are we doing here? What are we doing? You can't go into a playoff like this. Now you're getting me back in the same mood I was in yesterday. You can't go into a playoff holding your breath over your goaltending. It casts a pall over the entire proceedings. Everyone's aware of it. Even when it's not actually occurring, they're aware that it could occur. And it just, you can't do this. You've got to go get a goaltender. I appreciate the question. I appreciate everyone listening to Daily Shot of Penguins, and we will do another one of these tomorrow. I'll try to get through it without ranting about the goaltending, I promise.